Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. My name is Bob Wise. I'm with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today I want to kind of touch on a trend that's going around today in the country, and I think all over the world it seems to be. A friend of mine, Don Koenig, from the Prophetic Years website. Don's just a great guy, and he certainly knows his stuff, and I'm glad of that actually, because he has been a great inspiration for me with some of his articles that he's written. Just really good stuff. His website is theprophetickyears.com, and both of the a lot of the people that I mentioned, the majority of them actually that I use any of their material as reference, you'll find links on the ForgottenWord.org website. So if you go to links at ForgottenWord.org, you'll find a link to Don's website. He's got some great stuff. Got world current events, revelation of Jesus Christ through the ages, you know, just all kinds of great information, and just really, really good stuff. So, you know, check out Don's website. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and get a lot of knowledge. So see what you think on that by visiting theprophetickyears.com. So back to the program here. What was talking about today is body piercing and tattoos. Certainly has become a very popular trend in today's society, a fad, whatever you want to call it. The difference between this fad and a lot of fads is that bell-bottom jeans were a fad, and they quit wearing bell-bottom jeans. You get a tattoo today because it's cool, and you think it's great, you think it's something, whatever. It don't go anywhere. It stays there forever. And let me tell you something, folks, this is not a laughing matter. I've seen some very old men and women with tattoos on them, and it looks hideous, absolutely hideous. They do not go away like an old pair of blue jeans. They stay with you forever. People are having more and more tattoos. It's become the very in thing to have body piercings and tattoos. Let's see, in a 2006 survey was taken by the Journal of American Academy of Dermatology, and estimated 36% of Americans age 18 and 29 had tattoos. A Harris poll conducted in 2008 concluded that 14% of all adults in the United States have a tattoo, with the highest incidence, 25%, found among gays, lesbians, and bisexuals. You know, there's a lot of people had tattoos before they became a believer, and I understand that. You know, you do a lot of things when you're not a believer. You can't get rid of the tattoo, though. It's there. So, you know, you got to realize there's believers who went ahead also, though, and had their body pierced and or put to it, had tattoos put on their body after they became a follower of Christ. The article, as Don wrote it, and he made it very plain to people, he didn't write the article to bring guilt for what they already had done. The articles, you know, he wrote was to hopefully give answers to those who've been thinking about it, and with the intent of giving those who have done so a better perspective on what he sees as an important matter. It's not a subject actually so easily discussed as you can imagine. You know, now as Christians, we are not to be dictated by the culture and body piercing and tattooing, we're not to be dictated by our culture. And naturally, body piercing and tattooing is a trend of the world. You could say it's actually the spirit of our age today. It seems that each preceding generation pushes the envelope a little bit further in everything they do, naturally, in music, attire, and that naturally includes trends of body piercing and body painting and tattoos. The youth, which normally refuses any of the previous generation's tradition before them, naturally have instead accepted this one as theirs. If you're not a Christian, you can probably tune out if you come across this, because you're not going to like what I got to say, and it's not going to matter to you much anyway, because those outside of God's directives do not care what the Lord says anyway about this. I hope that you'll stay with us and that you'll listen and you'll learn something. But, you know, there's nothing, so you know, there's nothing in the Eastern or Western cultures to say that, you know, tattooing is wrong. So, for those who live in the world, it seems like the thing to do and it's okay to do it. But if you go to the Bible, it's a different story. Let's see what Don had to say there. The cultural revolution, he says, has gone through many stages, from dyeing one's hair to outrageous clothes. And then he says something I just said earlier, remember bell bottoms, you know, to spiked hair, goth dress, and various other expressions of one's individuality. The newer trend is body piercing and tattoos. As Christians, we are not to be influenced by the world or its culture. The Bible teaches us not to be conformed to this world. That's Romans 12. And in 1 Corinthians 6:12, Paul writes of our new freedom. He says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. Did you hear that? All things are lawful, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Again, he repeats this, saying in 1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. That's the key word, edify. Edify who? The Lord. We're not supposed to edify ourselves. We're supposed to edify the Lord. Now, however, we need to read this in its context. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:21 through 23, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. So what Paul's telling you here, folks, is that we're now free, but we need to make the right choices. Ones that side with the Lord. You see the difference? Free, free indeed. But we have to do things that side with the Lord now. That's why we accepted him, wasn't it? For our salvation, to follow him, to do the Lord's will, the Father's will. So things that are not ordained by the Lord can be detrimental to your spiritual health and your growth, naturally. With the influence of the world getting stronger, now listen closely, peer pressure on those under 30, or excuse me, 20, it's become more difficult to do the right thing. Sometimes it can get very confusing between what's acceptable to man, naturally, and to God, and, you know, therefore, you know, how do you make the decision? Now, many people, when you talk to them, what they'll tell you is body piercing is just like long hair was in the 60s. Long hair was a sign of rebellion against the establishment. I unfortunately know that because I was in the 60s and had long hair. Now, if this is an answer for Christians, then it fails. We are not to be rebelling against the establishments. Romans 14 says we are to obey government unless they are specifically telling us not to obey God in a certain area. Second, hair grows naturally. It is not something foreign added to your body. We do not need to go to someone to grow our hair like we do, when we puncture our body with needles for tattoos and piercings. Now, this is now the acceptable way of rebellion, or making a statement that you're not accepting the status quo. That's exactly what's happening here. For a Christian, we have the Old Testament principle. Deuteronomy 14:1 says, "You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves." Did you follow that? Deuteronomy 14:1. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves. It was a priest of Baal that cut themselves for their God to react against Elijah. These were common practices in cultures that did not know God and served other gods. The practice of gashing on the face and arms and legs took place in time of bereavement, and it was universal among the pagans. It was used as respect for the dead, They would also mark themselves to add to some idol or god for the service. Now, many wore jewelry in the Eastern culture and dressed themselves up as if they were going out on a night on the town. They clothed themselves with crimson, adorned themselves with ornaments of gold, enlarged their eyes with paint. That's in Jeremiah 4:30. A lot of people probably don't even realize that's in there. But it is. Listen to what it says. The earrings usually worn by Egyptian women were large and round. Single hoops. This is what I'm reading. This is from New Unger's Bible Dictionary. Unger's Bible Dictionary. The earrings usually worn by Egyptian women were large, round, single hoops of gold from 1.5 to 2 1/3 inches in diameter and frequently of a still greater size or made of 6 rings soldered together. Sometimes a snake, whose body was of gold, set with precious stones, was worn by persons of rank as a fashionable caprice, but it is probable. Hebrew women, the men among the ancient Israelites wore earrings. Judges 8:24-25. Genesis 35:4 says, Jacob was given the idols, foreign gods, and the earrings which were in their ears. What did Jacob do? He hid him under the terebinth tree, which was by Shechem. So see, he took him and he hid him. In Exodus 32:2, the Israelites used the gold earrings of your wives, your sons, and your daughters in building the golden calf. In Exodus 35:22, it says, when they were going to build the tabernacle, they donated earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold, that is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord. You see, they all wore that stuff back there, but they were worshiping Baal. These objects were melted, were used for both the Lord and for idolatry. Now, Hosea 2:13 tells us, the Lord said he will punish the people for going after other gods. She decked herself with earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but me she forgot, says the Lord. That's Isaiah 3:17-20 says, mentions the judgment of the Lord on the people that used the jingling anklets, the scars and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets and the veils, the headdresses, the leg ornaments and the headbands, the perfume boxes and the charms. They used these as amulets and charms and wore them for protection as well as ornaments. Now, I know we're reading a lot of scriptures here, but I'm just kind of laying the groundwork for what it says in the Bible here. Hosea 2:13 says, the Lord said he will punish the people for going after other gods. But she decked herself with her earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but me she forgot, says the Lord. We need to remember that. That's a very important verse right there. Isaiah 3:17-20 mentions the judgment of the Lord on the people that used the jingling anklets and scarves, and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets and the veils, the headdresses, the leg ornaments and the headbands, the perfume boxes and charms, which, you know, I'm just reiterating what those said. Now, it was acceptable, you know, in Israel, for people to put an earring in their ear as they worked as slaves to a certain household. Exodus 21:5-6 says, but if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Now, they did not put the earring wherever they pleased and certainly did not put it in their private parts like you see today in today's society. And I'm sorry to be graphic like that, but that's exactly what's going on in the world today. Today, wearing jewelry is acceptable attire in our society, yet the Bible has a caution for it for women. So we have to be careful. I'm reiterating here that it's important we understand what the Lord thinks about piercing, what he thinks about tattoos and that type of thing. We're going to continue on with this in the morning and finish it up probably, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention that body tattoos and piercings, they were in the Bible, but they were not there to worship God. They were, worshiping Baal. So let's continue the morning. God bless you. We will talk to you then.